This is James McElhinney speaking with Raquel Rabinovich at her home in Rhinebeck, New York, on Tuesday, September the 25th, 2012. Hello, Raquel.
Hello, James.
Nice to be here with you in your beautiful, lofty studio.
Yes, I like it a lot as well. It feels to me like it's like a temple, like a cathedral, because of the silence, the lighting, the space. It's more a space than a place, and I spend most of my life here. I feel a deep connection with the space.
This interview is going to explore your life and your life in art, and perhaps I could open with a question.
Please.
When was the first time that you can remember being in the presence of a work of art?
I was born in Argentina in 1929, and my awareness of art was through books and reproductions. And the first time I encountered a real work of art, it was probably in 1955 when I moved to Paris. I mean, to Europe, and then first I was in Paris. And probably I went to the Louvre, and probably was La Gioconda, most likely. I was very eager to see for real.
It's a very popular painting, it still is.
Right, very much reproduced, and I remember that I saw it many, many times before actually seeing the original.
So you had learned about art by looking at books,
right.
And you're looking at European art. Mostly.
Yes, European art was like the source of information and the source of publications where we art students would have access to.
People sometimes jokingly, other Latin Americans sometimes refer to Argentinians as Spanish-speaking Italians who can't make up their minds if they'd rather be English or German. This is sort of a joke. What is your own family origins? How did your parents or grandparents arrive in Argentina?
My parents, mother and father, were both from Eastern Europe origin.
Mm-hmm.
From my mother's side, they went there from Russia, Jewish immigrants, settlers, because of the persecution to the Jews at the time. And my father's side, a similar story, but from Romania.
And what time, what year, do you know, did they arrive in Argentina?
Towards the end of the 18th century.
So they arrived...
probably 1880, maybe 1870, just around that time.
As kids, so they arrived as children.
Right. Yeah, my father actually, at the beginning of the 19th century, maybe 1910, 1914, just before First World War.
So he came to Argentina right before the First World War.
Right.
And your mother?
And my mother's parents immigrated first, so she was born actually in Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Right. But the whole background of both families were Jews troubled by the persecution, the discrimination, and all of them found Argentina to be a place of refuge where they can live their lives, build up families, and feel safe.
So did they come to Argentina because they knew people who were there already?
No, because they were, as I said, settler.